Okay, welcome to Cisco Chat Podcast. My name is Brian Remmel, and I'll be your host. I'm very excited to be joined today by TK Chianini. He's a principal engineer in Cisco's security group. He previously served as LandCope's chief technology officer, and he has 25 years of experience in the security industry. TK, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great. So let's dive in. Encryption is certainly a hot topic today. I recently learned that more than half of all web traffic is now encrypted. Can you tell us a little bit about the role of encryption?
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, if you go back in time, it was kind of a hassle, actually, to stand up an encrypted tunnel between, you know, two machines. Mm-hmm. You had to be kind of a geek or an expert. And today, I mean, everything is encrypted by default, right? So what was essentially the exception is now the rule. And because it's on by default, it's become a part of the infrastructure, right? So it's not about just, you know, machine A talking to machine B and having enough bandwidth and communicating without error. Now you also have to be concerned about what the quality of the encryption is, right? What key lengths are being used. It may actually be in the clear, which might not be okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But certainly there's benefits in terms of privacy, and I think companies using it for compliance needs and things like that.
Yeah. And yeah, some, you know, it depends on your business, but more and more businesses are going across untrusted networks. Their customers are going across of, you know, untrusted networks. There's, you know, SaaS services. There's cloud services. You're trying to leverage, you know, a lot of networks that you don't control anymore. And so the actual, the privacy of that communication and the authenticity of that communication has become, I think, paramount really for businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and businesses aren't the only ones using encryption too, right? Aren't adversaries using encryption as well to disguise?
Yeah, you could debate. They have their own business, right? They're right. Not dealing with kids anymore. So, yeah, the business of cybercrime and this and that, encryption for them has become important, mainly because, you know, their strategy has really gone from getting into the network, which was important to them, let's say 10 years ago, to how are they going to persist on your network, right? It's that advanced persistent threat.
Right.
So in that context, you know, they've tried to use different means to stay hidden. And, you know, frankly, their use of encryption, I think, is a testament to we've gotten actually a lot better at detection and kicking them out, mm-hmm. you know, when we detect them. Their use of encryption means that we don't have the encryption keys anymore, right? So decryption actually isn't an option. Not when you're looking at the communication channels of the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And frankly, they've just used it liberally. You know, they use it for the infiltration. They use it for their command and control. They use it for exfiltration. And, you know, if the communication's opaque, how do you go about detecting it, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's mainly what we're here to talk about today. So last week we announced a new solution, Encrypted Traffic Analytics. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and how it works?
Sure. The Encrypted Traffic Analytics at a conceptual level, you know, what we're saying here is that we're able to detect malicious activity within encrypted traffic. Okay, I don't want you to get the idea that we're saying that we have, you know, we can see through walls, or we have X-ray glasses now. Mm-hmm. That would be the wrong concept. Fundamentally, the concept is that we have some new metadata coming from the new switches, the Catalyst 9000 series. Some really gorgeous metadata that gives us observables that we can hand to advanced machine learning, and from that we can infer what's actually in the unobservable session, right? Mm-hmm. It's maybe the best analogy would be if you went into the doctor's office and you were having chest pains, right? If they were sort of like the security practitioner, they would just put you on the table, you know, open up your chest and take a look around, right? That would be bad for everybody involved.
Yeah.
So the idea here is that the doctors have a practice by which, you know, they're observables, your blood pressure, maybe a little more, maybe a questionnaire, maybe you're just stressed out. You know, it's that those are observable things where they can make inferences on what they can't see at that particular time. And encrypted traffic analytics actually is the same fundamental concept. It's just Cisco's really the only one that can actually deliver it from the infrastructure. The network is the sensor. And so we just perform the analytics on this and deliver these outcomes. It's pretty awesome.
That's great. So looking under the hood, which products are tapped into for this solution?
Yeah, so again, the Catalyst 9000 and the ISR series routers are delivering this sort of extended net flow. There's new fields in there that that tell us a lot about how the session is starting up and how it actually behaves in an ongoing basis. And these parameters feed into StealthWatch, which is a big data platform for security analytics. And from there, we actually reach out to all the threat intelligence and the threat analytics, cognitive threat analytics being one of them, where they have a global grid of all these threat actors and all these campaigns. And this metadata basically goes into this multi-layer machine learning machine, and it comes back with results. And it's very, very high fidelity. So, you know, the two outcomes that we're looking at is being able to perform the cryptographic compliance that customers are needing to manage their business. And the second one is, you know, making sure that the bad guys have nowhere to hide, even if they use encryption. So it's the malware detection within the encrypted sessions without actually needing to decrypt that session.
Okay. Very cool. We've been talking in you were in the keynote earlier, and we mentioned that there are 75 customers that have done field trials with ETA. That's very exciting, and I'd love to hear some of the feedback that you've gotten from customers to date.
Yeah, you know, all of those customers, again, when we make the claim that, you know, you basically are looking or can detect something within encrypted traffic, they usually get an eye roll. you know, it wasn't a good at bat, and most of them, you know, within the first day start seeing things that concern them. There's no other way to really look at it, you know? So
yeah,
this was
sure.
a very novel experience for all of them. And it's really kind of a white-knuckled situation because it's not particularly a good event that they're having to handle. But all of them have had benefits from that detection. The other thing, again, you know, being pragmatic, all of them have been not able to answer the question, how much of my digital business is in the clear versus encrypted. And now, not only can they see that, but they can actually see the quality of that encryption. And yeah. they for the first time, like on an hourly basis, they're able to govern their cryptographic policies.
Wow. Fantastic. So this is obviously huge innovation developed right here at Cisco, which is great. Where do you see ETA going from here? What's the next step?
It's we've really just scratched the surface. I mean, when you look at it in a generic sense, you basically have some new data features in telemetry, and then you have certainly a bunch of innovative analytics techniques that then deliver an outcome. That's really the framework of how things happen in a stack, sort of bottom up, right? When you kind of double click into the telemetry, what you see is that there's really two sort of unique properties that are coming to us with this extended net flow. One is called the initial data packet. And that is basically as any session starts up, whether it's encrypted or not, the first packet of the flow is actually delivered to us in whole. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what you have to realize is the reason why all this encryption stuff is popular is because before the encryption begins, there's a lot of negotiation that happens between the two parties. And this is a goldmine for a lot of parameters that can feed into some predictive analytics. Well, you can imagine that, you know, that happens with call setup, with voice. It happens with, you know, things as mundane as NTP. you know, it happens with everything. So again, this is a goldmine for the session startup. Then ongoing, there's a data set called SPLT. It's the packet length and timing. And those parameters come to us, again, from the network itself. And that tells us actually what is happening at minute one, at minute five, maybe 2 hours into the conversation, we start to see patterns. So again, when we look at things like protocols, something like SSH or maybe a WebEx session or things, protocols, when it's machine to machine, especially in IoT, they establish baselines very, very quickly. So when there's anomaly, it really sticks out. And frankly, when a threat actor goes about hacking a protocol, they're really abusing the protocol in ways the protocol has never been meant to be used.
Okay.
This shows up like a red flag in SPLT. So it's really a gorgeous data set to be working with.
Great. I want to say thanks so much for joining us. I know you've got a busy schedule here at Cisco Live. And for people who want to learn more, you can go to cisco.com/go/DNA. There's an ETA white paper there you can check out. I know there's also technical papers that have been written on the topic, too. So dig into it. And thanks again, ETA.
Yeah, DK. Thank you very much. Thank you.